Thank you. Warren. I'm delighted to see all of you here this morning. We do have a few announcements. First of all, tonight at 7 p.m., we have the Advent study, both on Zoom and in person over at the UCC. Monday, 12 to 1, Food Pantry. Our volunteers this week are Karen Clausen and Jan Nelson. And on Tuesday, here at 5:30, we will be having a Blue Christmas service. It is an acknowledgement that Christmas and the holidays are not necessarily the most happy times of the year. So it is a service that allows reflection. It is filled with scripture, and anyone who would like to come is invited to come. We will be having a time during it when the opportunity will exist for you to light candles, to acknowledge your grief, your loss, your disappointment, and our need for healing. So all are welcome, 5:30 here on Tuesday. Are there any other announcements? If not, please listen to the bell choir as they begin worship with Watch.
Thank you, Bell Choir. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we will light the four candles of our Advent wreath. I believe we have the Pearson family. Lighter should be. As we light the four candles of our Advent wreath, let us pray. We praise you, O God, for this wheel of time that marks our days of preparation for Christ's advent. As we light the candles on this wreath, open our eyes to see your presence in the lowly ones of this earth. Enlighten us with your grace, that we may sing of your advent among us in the Word made flesh. Grant this through Christ our Lord, whose coming is certain and whose day draws near. Amen. Amen. Let us now sing verses 1, 2, 3, and 4 of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, People Look East. It is number 248. Chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what has been spoken to her by the Lord." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you, O Christ. You may be seated as our youth come forward to present the big, big story.
assignment. We've gotten word that St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Buffalo is going to be the spot for a big story. I mean a big story. This is supposed to be really big. In fact, this story could change our lives. All right, we don't have much time, so I'll ask the questions and you get the pictures. Hey, here comes someone now. Excuse me. I'm Graham reporting for the Buffalo Bulletin, and we heard that there's going to be a big story here today.
Why, yes. We're part of that story. I'm Joseph, and this is Mary.
Nice to meet you. So you're part of the story. May I ask what part you play in this big story?
Well, I get to bring the good news into the world, and I get to be there when it happens.
Good news. Boy, that's good to hear. I've been reporting on a lot of bad news lately. The world needs some good news. Well, it was nice to meet someone who's part of the big story. Can I get a picture?
Sure.
Thanks a lot. I assume we'll see you again as the story unfolds?
You sure will.
Well, we're on a roll. Hey, what's that? Where are you going?
I'm part of a big story that's about to take place in a little while.
Perfect. I'm a reporter for the Buffalo Bulletin, and I'm here to get the big story. You're kind of a little thing. How do you fit into the big story?
I may be a little thing, but I have a big part. I get to lead the people to where the story takes place.
So if we keep an eye on you, we'll be in the right place?
Exactly.
How about a picture?
No pictures, please. It's not easy to get a good picture of a star.
Help me keep an eye on that star. Lovely music. I'm Graham reporting on a big story that's about to happen here today for the Buffalo Bulletin.
Say, we're kind of in the same business.
Oh, really? You're reporters?
Kinda. I would say we're announcers.
Impressive.
We use bright lights and a song to get people's attention.
Does it work?
Yep. You'll see if you stick around for the big story.
I wouldn't miss it. Why don't you squeeze together for a picture for me? Thanks a lot. Catch you later. I hope I remember all these people. This is turning out to be quite a big story. Hey, check out these guys.
Pardon me, could you please verify the location of the twinkling celestial body exclusively visible when the Earth's rotation causes a reduction in the illumination of the atmosphere?
You mean, have I seen a star?
Sure, I'll give you that information if I can take your picture. The star went that way. Part of the big story?
We're the shepherds.
I'm writing about the big story that's about to happen here today. Do you know what it's all about?
A baby.
A baby?
In a barn.
In a barn? Are you sure you got the right story?
It's big.
This is no ordinary baby.
You'll see.
I plan to see it all. Hey, can I get a picture of you shepherds in this big story? Thanks a lot.
Can you help me?
I'm not sure. What do you need?
I need to remember something.
Okay, is that why that red ribbon is on your finger?
Uh-huh. Daddy told me that the best way to remember something is to tie a ribbon on my finger.
Well, what are you supposed to remember?
I forgot.
Listen. I'm working on a big story that's about to break open. As soon as I'm done, I'll try and help you figure out what you're supposed to remember.
Promise?
Sure. Now why don't you run along and think about it for a while?
Okay, but you better get ready because this is where the big story begins.
Oh,
What a story. A big story full of good news for all people. Hey, I was supposed to help you remember something. Did you remember what you were supposed to remember?
I remember.
You do?
Yep, Daddy told me to remember that this is what Christmas was all about. The birthday of Jesus, God's promise that God is always with us.
Remember, I promise. Extra, extra, read all about it. Big story, big, big story.
Thank you to all of our youth for presenting that program. What a story. What kind of story was that?
Big story.
Come on, it was what?
A big story.
A big story. That's right. And thank you also to Tracy Johns and Julia Bettinger for all of your efforts with our youth. And for all of the parents who brought their children to the rehearsals and to youth night, for all those people who made sure that our youth were fed so that they would have the energy to put on this big, big story, thank you to all of you. What a way to start out these last few days leading to what?
Christmas.
That's right. So I will ask that those of you who are able to stand, please do so as we confess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In the season of watching and waiting, let us pray for all people and places that yearn for God's presence.
Nurturing God, you give us life and care for our every need. Use the church's gifts and ministers for your service. Bring your word to all who seek your transforming grace. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Creator God, you proclaim your boundless love for all that you have made. Renew barren lands, polluted waters, and melting ice caps. Make us servants of your creation that brings forth abundant life. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Righteous God, you bring down the mighty and lift up the lowly. Strengthen those who seek justice. Bless the work of community organizers, activists, journalists, and all who call our attention to imbalance of power. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Compassionate God, you proclaim your love and mercy. Show your loving kindness to teen parents and those who are pregnant. Comfort any struggles with infertility in those who await test results, are in treatment and hospital care, and others in need. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Gracious God, you fill the hungry with good things. Bless the feeding ministries of this congregation community. Guide us to share your bounty with those who hunger or live in the poorly. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Faithful God, you stir up the hearts of those who love you. We give you thanks for those who, like Mary, were courageous in their witness. Give us such courage until the day that you fulfill all things. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. God of new life, you come among us in the places we least expect. Receive these prayers and those of our hearts. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
You may share with one another a sign of peace, whether it's a physical contact or an I love you or a peace. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus. Amen. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The God of all grace bless you now and forever. Amen. And before our sending song, I want to remind you that we will have refreshments right in the room over there. We are still accepting donations and names for poinsettias. That there is a little slip that I handed you to help me with my sermon for next week. And you can fill that out and put it over in the slip, over in the basket. You'll see my sheep over there with the verse of the day, so you can pick up your verse of the day and drop off your little slip. And remember, of course, on Christmas Eve, we have services right here. Love to see you all back. So let's join together in our sending song. It is Canticle of the Turning, and you'll hear the words of Mary in her Magnificat.
Thank you.